1029 Big Country Hits. I'm Susan, and it is my honor to say this is Charlie Daniels. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you, ma'am.
I just have to say, this is a really honor and a treat for me to be able to interview you today. I've been doing this for 26 plus years, and you're one of the greats, so thank you for taking the time out.
I am honored you would say so. Thank you, ma'am.
We're looking forward to seeing you July 8th at the National Cherry Festival. And first, I'd like to applaud you on your recent post on the line about the need to do away with labels.
Well, it's time. You know, it's time to do that. It's just we need to go people to people here, but all of us are tired of that. We need to put the outsiders away and get on with our lives.
You have played just about every genre of music that anybody could come up with, but most people associate you with country music. What do you love most about country music?
It's part of my heritage. It's been part of my life for as long as I can remember. The first music I can consciously remember listening to when I was a kid was country music, and it was natural for me to reach back into my memory and pull out those old faults and incorporate some of them.
The sound of country music is so much different today than when you started out. And what is your take on today's sound?
I have always said, because when we first started, you know, being considered a country band, there were a lot of people that were kind of, you know, you guys aren't country. I've never claimed to be country. So I said then, and I still stick to my guns, that whatever the country radio listener wants to hear is what country music, the present day country music, is. I think that it was always a music about the song. Just songs that had great lyrics and that sort of thing. And nowadays it's more about image, more in a pop type thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever, like I say, whatever the country music listener likes, that's what country music is. It has changed a lot. Some good, some bad, some indifferent. So we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, your signature song is, of course, Devil Went Down to Georgia. Do you ever get tired of playing that?
No, I don't. And I can give you a very good reason why. I have a chance to play it better tonight than I did last night, but I've never played it perfect yet. I just keep on striving to do it better and better. It is a constant challenge with me, with this band I've got. I got an incredible band. These guys are so good. And regardless of what song we're playing, I'm just keep trying to do them better and better.
I can't imagine there is anyone that you haven't played with that you still would like to out there, but is there anybody that you see today performing, you're like, oh, I'd love to get on stage with that person?
Well, my number one choice just passed away recently, B.B. King. I would like to spend a couple hours, always kind of intended to. I missed that one, but I don't know. Joe, we're doing a volunteer jam the 12th of August down in Nashville. We've got so many people coming in that I'm looking forward to jamming with. So suffice it to say, I just enjoy getting on stage with a bunch of kickers and going for it.
You still love it after all these years. Any thoughts at all in the back of your head of thinking, maybe I should stop doing this?
No. Can't imagine my life without music. The thing about it is, it's not so physically demanding that I can't do it. At my age, if it was something that required a lot of physical labor or something, a more demanding schedule than what I keep, I couldn't do it. I had to stop, but it's not. I don't have to dig ditches, and if I take pretty good care of myself, I can handle the schedule that I have.
That is good news for us. Let's talk about your new release, Off the Grid, Doing It Dylan. What do you hope people will take away from hearing the quote-unquote new music?
I'm a big Bob Dylan fan. I love Bob Dylan. I worked with Bob some back in the late 60s and early 70s. I was a studio musician on some of his records, on three of them. And I'm just a big Bob Dylan fan. I admire what he did. You know, he is the original innovator. He was before the Beatles or the rest of the people that we consider to be the ones who changed the face of popular music. And I want to pay tribute to him. I've had that in the back of my mind for a long time to do some Dylan stuff. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to do his songs, but I wanted to do them in our way. I wanted to do them in a CB style. I didn't want to do Mr. Tambourine Man like the Birds did. I didn't want to do anything like anybody else had ever done it. I wanted to do them totally different. So that was our criteria in doing it. We tried to do every song in our particular style and not in any way been done before. And I feel that we accomplished that. I don't listen to albums usually very much after we get finished with them. I'm on to something else, but I like this album a lot. I'm glad we did it, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Was there any specific reason you picked the songs that you did choose to put on there?
Well, songs that, like I said, I felt like we could do in our style. We ran across a couple of songs that I didn't feel like we could do that way, that the original was so ingrained in everybody's head, and including mine, that we could not find a way to change it and make it meaningful, so we just drop it and move on. Of course, when you're dealing with the Bob Dylan catalog, you'll never run out of music. But like I said, there was a couple of songs that we pulled off of and you know, went to something else. But most of the time, my band and myself, we get together, we're pretty creative, and fresh ideas are just constantly popping. And so we were able to pull off what we wanted to do, actually.
Will you be playing some of the music from that at the concert next week?
We're doing two songs. At the present time, we're doing Tangled Up in Blue and I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. I will probably change them up through the year because there's other songs I really want to do. So, but right now, that's the two we're doing.
Well, I look forward to that, and we are going to play Tangled Up in Blue right now. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We'll see you July 8th at the National Cherry Festival.
My pleasure, ma'am.
All right, from his latest release, Off the Grid, Doing It, Dylan, this is the Charlie Daniels Band at 102.9 Big Country Hits.